Hello. You made it. Don't panic. I'm not going to hurt you. Just breathe. Relax. Calm yourself as much as you can. You have nothing to fear. Not from me. Not from this place. Not from anything. Nothing can hurt you anymore. Where are you? Well, I call this place the place between. This is my domain. We're alone here. It's just you and me. Who am I? Doesn't the scythe make it obvious? I'm Death, or the Grim Reaper, or Santa Muerte, or whatever you prefer to call me. Oh, of course, you want to know why you're here. Well, you might want to brace yourself. You are dead. I don't know how it happened. Assuming you were lucid in your final moments, you most likely have some idea of how it went, but I won't pry. Your life and your death are yours. You don't have to share them with me if you don't want to. But no matter how it happened, what's done is done. You've lived your life, and now fate has brought you to me. I'm afraid neither of us can do anything about it. I understand that's not what you want to hear. But anything else would be a lie, and I'm nothing if not honest. There remains one more thing for you to do. Look over there. Yes, right there. Do you see that door in the distance? That's the way out of here. My purpose is to help you through that door, no matter how long it takes. And it takes only as long as you take. Time stopped for you at the very moment of your death, and won't continue until you pass on. So you may take as long as you need. What's beyond the door? I'm afraid I don't have the answer to that. The door marks the end of my domain. I've never been past it. Once you give me your wholehearted consent, I'll use the scythe to separate your soul from what remains of your material body. Oh, you shuddered at that. I know the scythe looks intimidating, but I'm told the process is quite pleasant. It isn't a wound, so much as it is a puncture, a small crack in your body to allow your soul to escape. You don't realize how limiting a physical form is until you're free of it. I've never felt sorrow or pain in any of the souls I've released. Just peace. That's all that's left. Everything else stays with the body. So, once that's done, I will carry you over to the door and let you go. That's all I have to say for now. I know this is a lot to take in and you need some time to process it. I'll go away for a while now to give you some time to... What? You're ready? Just like that? I'm very happy to hear that. You seem troubled. Is there anything I can do to help? You have regrets. Things you did or things you didn't do. No, you don't have to worry about seeming ungrateful. You were dealt a random hand of cards and you're under no obligation to be happy with it. Would you like to tell me your regrets? I won't judge, I promise. I want to make this as easy for you as possible. And if getting this off your chest helps, then I'm more than happy to listen. Oh, you're blushing. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You're entitled to your feelings, no matter what the source of those feelings may be. Like I said before, your life is your own, and you don't need to tell me, but... Oh, you died a virgin. I see. No, no, it makes sense. Love is something we all want, and sex, physical love, is something we all tend to crave. When you lived, did you have a girlfriend or wife or... No one. I'm surprised. The form you take here reflects your body in the last few days of your life. You were quite handsome. No, I don't say this to everyone. Like I said, I'm nothing if not honest. It's true. You are quite simply gorgeous. And if no one ever told you, it's because your attractiveness left them speechless. So, you died a virgin. Well, I suppose I could. I could fix that for you. Yes, I could take your virginity. Only if you want me to, of course. It would be my pleasure and... Oh, you do want to. I won't lie. I'm glad to hear that. Shall we, then? Yes? Good. I'm going to put down my scythe and take off my hood. Don't worry, I'm not a skeleton underneath these robes. I was a human once, not long ago. The previous Reaper asked me to take over for her, and I did. There. Now you can see my face. Is it to your liking? It is. Well, that's a relief. Come closer. Let me just take off your shirt. And remember, we can stop whenever you want. I'll do anything you ask me to. Just as I thought, your body is as stunning as your face. I'm going to kiss your neck now. Down along your jaw. Was that a little moan I heard? Someone's enjoying this, and we've barely even gotten started. Remove your pants and anything beneath them, then lie down for me. The ground here is soft. My, my. What a beautiful penis you have, standing at the ready for me. I'll attend to him shortly. Let me just take off these robes. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, you like my body. I was in good shape before I died. I... forget that sometimes. Let me lie down beside you. Roll over onto your side. I want to be as close to you as I can. Can you feel my breath on your neck? I'm going to pull you close. You're trembling. Are you all right? You're excited. So am I. I'm so excited to touch you, to feel your body to make you feel so, so good. Your body is warm and smooth. I'm going to wrap my arms around you now and cup your balls with my hand. I hope you don't mind if I just play with them for a bit. Oh, you're getting so hard down there. I love the way your penis, your cock twitches as I massage your balls ever so gently, cupping them and squeezing each one. Don't tense up, darling. Relax for me. Enjoy this. Enjoy the feeling of my soft, warm hands kneading your precious balls. I told you to relax, not to squirm against me. I feel your anticipation. You want me to do more. And I will, darling. I will. You just need to be patient. Let's not rush this. You're making me so wet. I'm going to drape my leg over yours so you can feel me dripping onto your bare skin. I haven't touched someone. I haven't wanted them. Haven't had my body react like this in forever. I'm going to fuck you into the next life. But you need to be ready first. Just let me lick my fingers. I'll start slow and slide them down your body, down your chest, past your waist, and rest them gently on top of your rock-solid shaft. Oh, it's so strong. So powerful, so potent. I've forgotten how a cock feels, what it does to me. I'll start slow, going up and down your shaft. How does it feel? You can tell me, darling. Moan for me. Show me how much you love this. With every moan, I'll go faster, harder. That's it, darling. Oh, such sweet reactions. I can feel your pre-cum coating my hand. There's so much of it. Let me squeeze your throbbing cock. Milk all of that velvety pre-cum out of your slit. Don't thrust into my hand. I'm doing this for you. You don't need to do a thing. Just enjoy it, darling. Do you want me to go faster? Then I shall. Oh, I love this. I love how it feels. I love how hard it is for you to hold back. I love how much you love this. I'll give you all of the love you never had but so deserved. Yes, you deserve this. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel loved. Don't come. Don't come. Not yet. I want to fuck you first. I know I'm doing this for you, but I'm going to enjoy it so fucking much. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to ride you. I'm going to ride this beautiful cock until you come for me. Until we come together. Until we're screaming our pleasure into each other's mouths. Turn your head. Let me kiss you. Oh, hold it. Not yet. Are you ready, darling? So am I. I haven't even thought about sex in God knows how long, and now it's all I want. Congratulations. You've given life to death. I'm going to get on top of you now. Roll over onto your back. Your cock is throbbing so much. It wants me so badly. My pussy wants you too. Let me show you. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, oh, my clit is throbbing. Here, lick my fingers. Suck on them. Can you taste how much I want you? Rubbing my entrance along your shaft already feels so good. I can see it in your eyes that you're ready. Ready to be fucked by death harder than you were by life. Ready for all the pleasure I'm about to give you. Do you want this? Then I'll give it to you. You're so warm and hard and fucking perfect. I'll start slow and gentle. It's your first time after all. How does it feel? You like it? You like the way your cock feels inside of me, stretching me open? I love it. Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, your cock goes all the way up and it's pressing against my cervix. It's so deep. Let me just grind gently on the base. Oh, let me warm my pussy up to the stretching. Oh, the sensation is incredible. Oh, the way it's grinding. Oh. I'm gonna lean forward and put my tits in your face. And you're more than welcome to suck on them. Swirl your tongue around my nipples just like that. I'm going to lift my hips slowly and then press them back down. Real slow and long strokes. I'm pulling you all the way out to the tip. Oh, and then pushing it all the way back into the base. Can I go faster? I can barely hold myself back. I just want to grab your face in my hands and kiss you. May I? So good. Mm. That's right. Wrap your arms around my back. Feel me ride you. Feel your cock filling me up. You can buck your hips a little. Oh, you're doing so well. I love bouncing on you like this. You look so beautiful, moaning beneath me, your hair all messy, your neck exposed. Let me just... nibble it ever so gently and suck on it, just like this. You taste like life, so sweet, so overwhelming. Oh, you're squirming underneath me. Do you want me to stop? No. Your wish is my command. Reach up, darling. Grab my tit and play with it while I fuck you. Oh, you're almost drooling. You wanna put your mouth back on my nipples? Oh, very well. Oh, please do. I want you to feel as good as I feel. Oh, and I feel so fucking good. Bouncing on your cock, kissing you, loving your amazing body. Are you twitching? Are you getting close? Do you want to come in my divine pussy? I want you to. Let's come together. What? You want me to separate your soul from your body as you come? I can do that. Let me just grab the scythe and lay it on your chest. When you come, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. You're incredible. I haven't felt like this in so long. I think since I was actually alive, you're so amazing. You're so wonderful. I want to keep you. Are you ready, though? Are you ready to come? I'm so close. Can you feel it squeezing tighter on you? I'm going to come. I'm going to come right now. Come for me, darling. Come for me as I come for you. Fill my body as I set you free from yours. Feel the cool blade against your neck, ready to give you the peace you so deserve. The ecstasy, the freedom. You're ready. I feel you tensing inside of me. This is it. Come for me. Come for me now. Yes, it's done. Let me reach in and just pull you from your body and hold you in my hands. You're a soul now. That's all you are. It feels nice, doesn't it? Floating in my hands, weightless and warm. What's this? I feel peace in you, but there's something else. It feels like bliss. Maybe I should start fucking everyone who comes through here. I think you'll be my favorite, though. Shall we go? I have only one last thing to say before I let you go. A thing that lasts forever is a given, but something momentary is something momentous. Your life was precious. It was beautiful, and it was unique. No one will ever live as you did, feel what you felt, see what you saw, and know what you knew. Though it was full of pain and suffering, your life was your own, and the final thing you did with it was to give me more joy than I can ever remember feeling. Do with that what you will. We're here. There is nothing left. Thank you. Thank you. If there is something beyond this threshold, I hope it is kind to you. You deserve nothing less. And I hope to meet you there one day. Goodbye, my darling.
Hi, my name is Morty, and I just want to check in with you. The subject matter just explored, while erotic and hopefully relaxing, is also very troublesome and triggering for some people to engage with. I just want to remind you that even though I just romanticized death for 27 straight minutes, I want you alive. If you're struggling right now, please reach out to someone. And if you think no one is available to you, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline operates 24/7. Their number is 800-273-8255. Your life matters, I promise you.